This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has been spending the day trying to put a positive spin on his decision to ban travelers from Europe because of the coronavirus. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House, some of what the president has been saying is not true.
He says it's another way to keep more virus cases out of the country.
If an American's coming back or anybody's coming back, we're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup where people coming in have to be tested.
That's not true, nor is his statement that those who return are being forced to self-isolate.
It's going to be a pretty strong enforcement of quarantine.
Today has seen another big market drop, plus more school and sports league cancellations as fears of the virus spread. Though for most people, it causes only mild or moderate symptoms, and the vast majority recover. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The two men running to replace President Trump, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, have both criticized the president's response to the coronavirus outbreak. Former Vice President Biden said that Trump's assertion Wednesday that it is a foreign virus is wrong.
Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration.
Speaking in Vermont, Sanders said the administration needs to be more transparent with the American people.
The American people deserve transparency, something that the current administration has fought day after day to stifle. In other words, we need to know what is happening right now in our country, in our states, and in fact, all over the world.
A debate between Biden and Sanders Sunday night was moved to CNN's Washington studios with no audience because of concerns over the virus. This is VOA News.